Isaiah chapter 59. Behold, the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor is his ear too dull to hear. For your iniquities were separating you from your God, and your sins made him hide his face from you so as not to hear. For your hands are stained with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue has uttered injustice. There is no one giving verdicts in righteousness, and no one is judged faithfully, as they trust in a vain thing and speak lies, engendering sorrow and conceiving iniquity. They hatch the eggs of a viper, and weave a spider's web. He who eats their eggs will die, and if one is cracked open, a viper emerges. Their webs will not become a garment, and they will not cover themselves with their deeds. Their deeds are vain deeds, and a violent act is on their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they are quick to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are vain thoughts, oppression and wreckage are in their ways. They have not known the way of peace, and there is no justice in their paths. They have made a perverse course for themselves. No one who follows it will know peace. That is why justice is far from us, and righteousness has not reached us. We await light, but what we get is darkness. We await shining brightness, but we walk in obscurity. We feel for a wall like the blind, and we grope like one without eyes. We have stumbled at midday as if it were darkness, well nourished, but like the dead. We all growl like bears, and we coo and coo like doves. We await justice, but there is none. We await salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions against you are many, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities, in transgressing and acting deceitfully with the Lord, and in sliding away from our God, in speaking extortion and apostasy, and in conceiving and devising false words from the heart. And justice has been driven back, and righteousness stands at a distance, for truth has stumbled in the street, and straightforwardness is unable to come. And truth has become lacking, and he who departs from evil becomes a prey. And the Lord has seen it, and it is evil in his eyes, for there is no justice. And he has seen that there is no man, and he is astonished that there is no one pleading the case. But his arm has brought about salvation for him, and it is his righteousness which has supported him. For he wore righteousness as armour, and he had a helmet of salvation on his head. And he wore garments of vengeance as his clothing, and he wrapped himself in zeal as a coat. As it is with retribution, so he will repay fury to his adversaries, retribution to his enemies. He will repay retribution to the coastlands. And they will fear the name of the Lord in the west, and his glory in the east. When the adversary comes like a river, the Spirit of the Lord will put him to flight. And the Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those among Jacob who are to turn away from transgression, says the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My Spirit which is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, will not depart from your mouth, or from the mouth of your seed, or from the mouth of your seed's seed, says the Lord, from now and age abidingly.